This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. During the days of segregation, African Americans were restricted on where they could shop, eat, and do business. The historic 4th Avenue District in downtown Birmingham became the place for the growing black business community to set up shop, and it thrived. There were barbershops, theaters, and motels, but many of those businesses closed. Now there's renewed focus on revitalizing the district. WBHM Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart reports.
It's lunchtime at Green Acres on 4th Avenue North. There are business people in suits, tourists in sneakers, and workers in uniform. They often take their food to go in paper bags stained with a little grease. The downtown restaurant serves fried chicken wings, catfish, and gizzards. It's been a staple of the 4th Avenue district for years. But other parts of this once thriving historic place have seen a dramatic decline. The Masonic Temple, a place where African Americans owned businesses, closed several years ago. Across the street, the Alabama Jazz Hall of Fame and Carver Theater are closed for renovation. A restaurant and nearby printing shop are vacant too. Ivan Holloway is executive director of the nonprofit development group Urban Impact. He says the group wants to draw more tourists and residents to the area to sample the city's black culture.
If people live here, if people work here, then people will visit here and we have a robust economy.
Thousands of people visit the nearby Birmingham Civil Rights Institute every year, but around it there are many empty storefronts. Holloway wants to fill those spaces with new shops and restaurants. To accomplish that, Urban Impact is partnering with Main Street Alabama, an economic development group that revitalizes historic communities around the state. The groups met recently with property owners and city leaders to help map out plans for the district. Holloway grew up in Birmingham. When he was young, his mother would take him to 4th Avenue to get his hair cut. He says back then, it was a vibrant place.
You could walk down 4th Avenue and your mom tell you, well, he's a doctor, he's a lawyer, she's a lawyer, she's a doctor, he's an engineer. And they owned their building and they worked and they owned their companies. That was important. It meant a lot.
It meant a lot to 52-year-old Nolanda Hatcher, too. She's an architect who also grew up visiting the area. Now she lives and works there. She redesigned the old famous theater building, and she sees the area's potential.
All of downtown Birmingham is headed in a new direction, and the 4th Avenue Business District is no different. I think the difference is somebody else being able to see the potential and the opportunity down here. Without a lens of racism.
Eugene Jones has been cutting hair at Talk of the Town Barbershop for 40 years. He says development dollars seem to pour into other parts of the city while his area struggles.
It takes money to do this, and for some reason, it's hard to get money into the black neighborhoods. And it's been like that for the 70 years I've been on this earth.
Carol Kirby McElderry runs the insurance company her father started in 1963. She agrees it will take resources to rebuild the district, but she says the black community plays a critical role.
You have to have a consumer support base, and unfortunately, as African Americans, we are probably the most guilty in terms of moving away from supporting our own minority-owned businesses.
That trend started once segregation ended. Birmingham's black residents were no longer confined to the 4th Avenue district. They could eat, shop, and do business anywhere in the city, and they did. But that hurt the historic black business district. By the 1970s, many shops closed and the area was overrun with prostitutes and drug dealers. Then Mayor Richard Arrington made some improvements to the district, but development stalled. Holloway of Urban Impact says this latest effort has enough support to make it sustainable. When the district observes its centennial in 2022, Holloway says he wants to see 40 new businesses and lots of new faces. Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart, WBHM.